This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was just wondering if you were the Wegmans, where the governor is going to hold the press conference today in Rochester, it's got to be a tough decision as to where to place the broadcast. You know what I mean? Like, Tony and Buzzy, I'm thinking put them in the ham area. I think that would be good. Or the pork area. You know, he's a Democrat. He loves that pork, doesn't he?
Definitely would apply there. But
and sometimes he hasn't shown a lot of courage. I put him in the chicken area.
Oh, man.
And some of the things, I'd put him in the vegetable area, to be honest with you. But I'm thinking that would be fun. Match up the Wegmans area with the governor. What do you think of that?
I think so. And I think where it will be is when you walk in just at the entrance to the produce section, I think that's where it'll be. That's my guess.
All right. That's probably where it is.
Since we're talking Wegmans, what's everyone's favorite Wegmans sub?
I like the bread they use on their subs, yes. And anything with that bread is good. I don't know if they make their own or not.
They took away my favorite sub, the cheeseburger one.
Oh, my favorite chicken salad with the hot banana peppers and onions.
Oh, that's...
That sounds good. I've never had that.
Sounds hot. I like the Gagoots salad.
Gagoots! He's from the neighborhood.
Yeah, he's from the hood. Hey, you want some Gagoots? We got good Gagoots. I'll never forget my grandmother taking me to the Italian produce market. And obviously, it's Italian, but you walked in there when you're a child, the cheese hanging from the ceiling is scary, first of all. And secondly, it's very strong. I've never smelled cheese like that. I don't know what it was because I was a kid. But did you ever go to one of those places?
I could still see the rope that the cheese was hanging from and the barrel of olives where you would get the ladle and fill up your own thing. And if you wanted to help yourself to an olive or two, you could.
Yeah, and as a kid, I was scared of the cheese because I'm thinking they're hurting the cheese. Look, they tied it up in ropes and they're hanging it from the ceiling. Didn't I just see this on a Western?
Yeah, and the provolone did have a strong smell to it, especially when you're a child.
All right, let's see. Let's go to Eileen in West Seneca on line one. Eileen, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. You're not related to Eileen's Bakery in West Seneca, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was hoping to get a free loaf of bread or something.
There you go.
What's on your mind today, Eileen?
I'm related to Tracy, your intern.
Oh, really? Oh, how nice. Well, welcome aboard. What's on your mind today?
Well, I have a little different perspective on something.
Okay.
My son is a 22-year Army veteran, and he, right out of high school, he went to boot camp, and he was 18 and went right from boot camp to Desert Storm.
Wow.
So now he went, the other day he wanted something, and he went into a store, but he didn't have a face mask, and they wouldn't let him in. And he said, okay, I'll take my business elsewhere. And the next door did let him in. And I couldn't quite understand it, but he said, that brings back all the memories of being in Iraq.
Wow. Because first of all, before we even get into the conversation, thank him for his years of service. We really appreciate that. So in the second store, they let him in and he got done what he had to get done?
He wanted one thing and they let him get it, but I never thought of it. You know, fireworks, if he can watch them, it's okay. But if he hears them, you know, it sends him right back to the war, too. But he said he can't wear a mask because it just takes him right back to the wars. He was over in Iraq two or three times, in Afghanistan once.
Wow.
I can't even remember now in 22 years. So.
Well, I wish I had some words that would be comforting. We certainly appreciate his service and owe a lot to what we have to the military. I don't know the store, I don't know what the store could do to accommodate him except to provide him with the items he wanted and bring him to the curb like they do with a lot of stores anyway. That way he wouldn't have to wear the mask but still get what he wanted from his shopping.
Yeah, you don't hear that from anybody else, that it would send him back to...
No, not on this. You hear it about other things. And what you really hear about, too, is the precedent to the Iraq and whatever, it'd be World War II. The guys who came home from World War II, and women, I assume, but mainly guys that we know about, never talk about it. I had two uncles and a father that served there, two of them in the Pacific, and they would never talk about it, ever. They never did talk about it. So I think that's true with the veterans. David Bellavia, who holds the medal. If you read his book, it's unbelievable. And you can understand why a lot of those memories would come back. I give your son all the best from us at the radio station. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mr. Joseph Beamer, what do you have?
All right, Jim says about the vaccine and when we might see it. Sooner is better, but I find the president's words to be a prediction. President Trump, unlike many, attempts to project hope for the future. Without hope, there is no hope.
Well, I like that, and that's what I said at the beginning of the show. I think he's doing. He's giving us hope. It's the carrot and the stick. That carrot is dangling from the stick ahead of us. It keeps us going. If the president came out and said, I don't think there'll be a vaccine for this for 10 years, we would all be depressed as hell.
Yeah.
But he gives us something, a goal. Goals have to be achievable. We know it's achievable. And just because it hasn't been done doesn't mean it can't be done. Every single breakthrough in medicine hadn't been done until they were undone.
Hey, Sandy, didn't people laugh at Kennedy when he said we were going to be the first to place a man on the moon?
Yeah, exactly. Especially Max Jackson, Sheila Jackson Lee, or Maxine Waters. Which one was it? Do you guys remember?
Well, I think it was Sheila Jackson Lee that Sheila said we put a man on Mars.
We can put a man on Mars. We ought to be able to. Nobody told her that. There weren't any men on Mars. But the bottom line is, all of these medical breakthroughs weren't done before they were medical breakthroughs. So why would we think we can't achieve a medical breakthrough now? We're smarter than we've ever been. We have technology better than we've ever had. We got the best people in the world working on it. Why would we not believe we could do it again? I believe we can do it again. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. What do we have here? Don't forget the governor at the Wegmans Conference Center. He'll be behind a desk that is 22 feet wide. There'll be a dark black curtain over it. He'll be wearing a beautiful purple tie to go along with his neatly pressed suit. I want to be exact so nobody gets on the phone and says, don't you understand he wears a gray suit? Haven't you ever seen him? What are you, you're not from here, are you? And people get amazed. They really do. Let's go to my friend Don on line 5. Don, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy, and good morning, Tony, on this wonderful Monday.
It is. It's Monday with the mamas and the papas. What's on your mind, Don?
Okay. I lost the signal for a little bit. I'm not be redundant in what I say here.
Okay.
Will we have a vaccine by the end of this year? Now, I saw a program the other day on television that showed there was some company in the UK, this is what I hope I'm not repeating, that had been working on a vaccine for another coronavirus type of virus for months. So they
oh,
have
really?
Had
okay.
that, and they think that what they're working on can be used in this COVID-19. And they expect to have it ready to go if it gets approved properly within 4 months.
Oh, that would be great. And maybe that's what the president was thinking about. I think he projects hope, and he especially this year, pardon me, projects hope beyond Election Day.
Well, I can understand that. Let's be honest about it. I don't care who the president is. They got to be the number one cheerleader in the country regardless. That's part of their job as far as I can see.
Absolutely. Just like Roosevelt in World War II, he has to keep the country looking forward to hope and better times.
Absolutely. will we take the vaccine? Okay. At my tender age, I would take it in a heartbeat. However, if I wanted to go back about 20 or so years in my life, I rather doubt I would have.
Remember, kids, when we were young, went up to the Cummings Theater or the Gem or the Saxon or the Fitchburg Theater, and they would show kids in iron lungs for polio. Now, polio has basically been kicked to the curb. So there's lots of things that we did with the March of Dimes and the Jimmy Fund and all these things for various diseases and whatever that have all made them better than they were when we first saw them as a problem. So I see us being able to do this. It's just because of the number and how it is very easy to catch it that we're so worried about it, certainly, and we want it done fast. We're Americans. We want it done fast.
Absolutely. Was that Dr. Salk or something like that?
The Salk vaccine, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And, yeah, I just saw a thing about Dr. Salk on television the other day. Yeah, the Salk vaccine. Remember, what we've seen in our lifetime, okay, we've seen heart transplants. Think about that. Can you imagine a doctor saying to you, yes, we want to take somebody else's heart and put it in place of yours. We're going to take yours out and put that one in. Can you imagine when that was first proposed, the skepticism that was there?
I know. I would have been one of them.
Yeah, me too. Me too. All right, Don. Good to talk to you. I'm sorry you had a blackout on part of it. Are you on radio.com?
Yes. I mean,
okay,
periodically. I think it's more my computer than radio.com, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we own radio.com, so yeah. I'll call the owner and complain.
Well, one more thing about taking the kids, taking it.
Oh, yeah, what about that? If you said, no, I don't want it, and the kids don't get it, should they be able to go to school in a public setting or not?
That's a good question. Just remember now, I'm looking over the deaths this last week where I live, in the county I live in, is probably similar to where you are. There was 13 people that died from it. None of them were under 62. All of them were in a long-term facility, care facility, every one of them.
Yeah, but as I said before, somebody wins the lottery, or in this case, somebody could lose the lottery. There have been people younger that have gotten it, and people younger who have passed away from it. So I would not feel comfortable assuming that it usually doesn't hit me, because you usually don't get into a car accident either, but you could.
Absolutely.
Okay, Don, good to talk to you, my friend.
Oh, good show.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. What?
He said bye-bye.
Oh, he said bye. Okay. See, we're a bit on... We're not in delay, are we?
I don't think there may be a little bit of a lag, but not much.
The callers are on delay.
Right.
Yeah, we do that because somebody might say a bad word. Imagine on this show a bad word.
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked to the core. Actually, I'm shocked to something. I think it's the core. All right, one more from the phone calls. I think we got time to do you. Yeah, let's go to Terry in Texas on line one. Terry, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. I'll be quick. You know, I appreciate the president's optimism, and you know, I believe in the president. I don't think he has the kind of time to blow smoke, so to speak, to us, and I hope that he wouldn't be putting out that kind of stuff, you know, just as, you know, in bad faith or something like that. But on the same token, I'm a little skeptical. I think, you know, that as people or human beings, and I don't want to be philosophical, but I think at times we have a tendency to believe that we can control everything, and sometimes that's not always the case. So if they do come up with it, that's great. Obviously, any lives lost to this virus is a terrible waste of, you know, life, and is definitely hurting people and their families. But if they do come up with a vaccine, personally, I won't take it. I don't take flu shots either. You know, I just I'm gonna kind of go with the flow kind of guy. And then when they start giving out the antibody test, I'll look at that, because part of me feels like, you know, maybe this was going around a little bit sooner. I had went to the urgent care back in February, and my wife and I couldn't. It was a real awkward conversation with the doctor that day. You know, she had a mask on. She wouldn't come near me. When I told her how bad my chest hurt, she asked me if I do a lot of sit-ups. And at the time, I didn't look like I did a lot of sit-ups. So I was sick for about 3 weeks at that time, and
so that could have been a touch of it. You never know. I'd like to talk to you longer, but the clock says I can't, Terry. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930, maybe. Or the governor might be next on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.